Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Executive Director of the Stutsman County Housing Authority. David Klein is joining us. And Dave, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking time out of your day and joining us here, Dave. And very excited to talk about this upcoming rental training event in Jamestown on September 13th. We're going to get more details on that, who it's for, and the information that's going to be shared. But Dave, I think we should start with the Stutsman County Housing Authority. People may have heard the name, you know, may not have had direct work with you before. Others may have had direct work with you or have worked with you before. But for our listeners who may not know what SCHA is, would you tell our listeners what that is?
Well, Stutsman County Housing Authority is a housing authority that has a board that governs it. We receive funding from HUD, so from the federal government, to administrate housing assistance.
Okay.
That's a lot of income-based things. We help, you know, review and look at these the clients and work with landlords within our region.
Mm-hmm.
Our office here in Jamestown actually oversees seven counties directly. So we do reach out to Stutsman, Logan, Foster, Wells, Sheridan, Dickey, and Sargent counties. And then we do also help some in Eddy County as well.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of areas that we can share our expertise with.
Excellent. So, even though it's called the Stutsman County Housing Authority, it sounds like you help out a lot more than just Stutsman County.
Correct. We help out a large area.
Awesome. Very good. So Dave Klein again with Stutsman County Housing Authority joining us on Let's Talk About It. And, you know, I have to say, Dave, you know, individuals, and I'm sure you've heard it before, housing has been very in much of a shortage, not just for Jamestown, but the surrounding area. Would you say this upcoming rental training event may look towards helping get people more involved with renting or being more knowledgeable on renting from individuals?
I think it'll help. We want people to be very educated.
Yeah.
One thing that I think a lot of people don't take very seriously is that when they do rent something, they are signing a lease, and a lease is a legal document. And so we want them to understand things up front, what questions they can ask, what, you know, a landlord can ask, and all the pieces that move into it as being mm-hmm. a renter. It does help us, as we go through these things, identify areas that might be more need for some education, might be need for how the community looks at repairs, how the communities may look at inspections, where there's some of those gaps, if there are things or resources that we can help identify, whether it's regional or state. At least we can identify those things.
Excellent. So, again, we have Dave Klein here joining us on Let's Talk. Jamestown rental training coming up September 13th at Quality Inn and Suites in Jamestown. And as I kind of alluded to, Dave, this is going to be for the renters, but also for the rentees.
Right. There's a tenant rights portion of this. And this is the first time we've tried this. This is the second time that we've done this full event in Jamestown. It's been something done and duplicated throughout all the regions of the state, but we wanted to look at something a little bit more on the tenant side. And the reason why is we do see a lot of new tenants, but we also want to work with the service agencies that we work with, the state hospitals, social services, human service centers, and others, to make sure that they understand all the pieces and components that work together, and trying to make sure people are good tenants and know their rights
mm-hmm.
And know how to address and work with a landlord to keep their credit history, their landlord history, and everything else good.
Keep everything in a nice group there.
Yes.
So this is coming up, and there is different sessions too, it looks like, Dave. There's a landlord session and a tenant session, and that's really for anybody who's interested in those, right?
Correct. These are both open to the public. There's no charge. You don't have to be a landlord or a tenant. You can just attend them. We do prefer that somebody, you know, that they register to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of information that we want to make sure on both sides of this. It should be a good education resource.
What are some of the topics? I guess we should maybe focus more on the landlords first, and then we can do the tenants, but a lot of different topics should be shared in that time.
Right. And landlord portion of it, which will be the morning from 8 till noon.
Okay.
We do have Legal Services of North Dakota coming in and talking about the landlord legal responsibility, several different issues that have cropped up in the area within that,
mm-hmm.
But they also want to help landlords understand how they can mitigate some of the issues before they get to legal issues.
Before it gets to the, I understand.
Before we get to court or anything like that.
Right.
You know, in the same idea, we do have Child Protective Services and vulnerable adults coming to speak about what their programs do, how to report things. You know, you don't have to be a police officer or anything like that to report these issues.
Right.
But if there is a concern, how to report them. Fair housing is always a hot topic. And that's a discussion that's being led by High Plains Fair Housing out of Grand Forks.
Okay.
And they're also going to talk a little bit about criminal guidance. There are some federal changes on how landlords need to look at criminal history and what they need to have up front. And so that is going to be addressed by them and discussed by them.
Okay.
And always seems to be kind of a hot topic is reasonable accommodations, and especially the service animals, whereas a service animal is not a pet, but how does that documentation and run over that it is
right needed. That is a big one. I hear that too. As I mean, I rent myself. You hear that all the time. Not just, and I've wanted a pet, but you have to follow the lease, right? You have to of that apartment, and that service animal. You know, there's different rules and different regulations for that.
Right, and so those ones are being the discussion for the topics for the landlords.
Okay.
And we have really good experts that are coming in and talking about each one, and they are there to help answer questions, to help guide you if needed, to refer you to where some of the laws are at, and help everybody understand those components of renting.
Excellent, very good. And then you move over to the tenants, and it looks like most of those happen in the afternoon following the landlord.
Right. Well, the tenant rights, we're going to go through the service animals and reasonable accommodations. The same speakers that will be there in the morning will be there in the afternoon.
Okay.
Again, they're experts to help discuss that information with people. And then we're going to lead into tenant rights and some of the contacts. And North Dakota does have a really good landlord-tenant rights book that is published each after each biennium with the legislators. So any changes that comes out, new book.
Well, it'll be refreshed and new information.
We want to go through that booklet and explain how people can find that booklet, what the information is, and some of the important contacts. So if there are questions afterwards, that they have the correct contacts instead of chasing around.
Right.
There's a guide to affordable housing that North Dakota Housing and Finance has put together, and we want to go through that a little bit as well, explain what people need to look for, how to budget housing into what your monthly income is.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal. How to budget that, how to understand that. When we look at things, we look at basics. So how does it work into the person
your
renting?
Finances, yeah.
And there's just a lot of information in there, including on, you know, looking at your own credit history, looking at your renter history, and understanding those components. We do have a person coming to speak about renter's insurance, because that is a very important thing. I personally think about some of the folks right now in Houston, Texas, with the disaster they're going through.
Yep.
Those that have that insurance are, you know, it's a very big piece for them because they're going to be at least being able to help with things in the future.
Yeah.
Anything that can possibly happen, renters need to have that coverage. And so we have a person coming in to talk about that. We also want to talk about assistance programs that renters can look at if they're income qualified. So we have social services coming in to talk about applying for heating assistance and how that system works, what it can provide. And we're also going to visit about Section 8 housing assistance, which our office provides, and going through the application process, how that works, how long. Again, these are federal funded programs, so we always get to have the fun talk about that. But afterwards, if there are any questions, we are always around, and we want to make sure that people can get answers. If we can't directly answer the question, we want to make sure that they know where to find it.
Excellent. Very good. And that's what you guys are here for. Again, Dave Klein with the Stutzman County Housing Authority joining us on Let's Talk. The upcoming Jamestown rental training event is September 13th. And Dave, you did briefly mention you would like people to register, kind of to have a head count, right?
Right. It is a free event, but we do want them to register if they can. We've sent out a postcard to a lot of our clients and landlords, but the event is free. Our website are the letters G, GPHC.biz.
Okay.
And that stands for Great Plains Housing Cooperative. Or they can call it 1-800-233-1737 to register for this event.
Excellent. Very good. And Dave, is there anything else you want to mention, whether it's about Stutsman County Housing Authority, the upcoming rental training, or anything else that we may have missed?
Just to refresh that we do want people to attend. This is open to the public. You do not have to be a renter. You do not have to be a landlord, but we do want people to be educated to understand many of the issues that happen in renting, and we're trying to provide both perspectives this time. So this is kind of a test site to do this and see how it works. And we hope that we get a good attendance at it.
Excellent. Very good. So get it on your calendars, get signed up and registered. And Dave, we really appreciate you joining us here on Let's Talk.
I appreciate you guys having me.